Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
12:08 on a Friday. So there's a story out of Fox 4 here recently about a Kansas City man who had been convicted in federal court of stealing his children's identities. For some reason, that really got my attention, and it got us talking a lot about how prevalent that is and how easy that is and how often that can happen, where someone can steal the identity of a child. You think, well, a kid doesn't have that much of a footprint yet. You know, how is that possible? And what's the benefit to that? But this guy is 51, and he was convicted in federal court. So we had a bunch of questions about it. And so joining us on the phone is someone that can answer a lot of this for us. And this is Brian Wiese is on the phone. He is the DVP of Advisory Services for Optiv, which is a security company. Thanks a lot for joining us, Brian. We appreciate it. Hello, Brian.
Absolutely. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot for being here. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure, absolutely. So I run a part of our organization here at Optiv, what we call Advisory Services, as you said. And really, we're focused, or we have groups of consultants and folks that are focused on helping clients, both in Kansas City and outside, to really build strategies, build plans, build programs, to really reduce their overall cybersecurity risk. So really, you talk about fraud, you talk about data breaches, all those things are in the news. We really look at doing our best to mitigate those things, stopping them from happening, as well as clean them up when they do happen.
I guess one of the things that this story underscores is exactly how vulnerable you are, as Jamie said, before you have any kind of digital footprint. Is going after kids and using their identity something that happens frequently?
Yeah, John, that's a great question. And I will tell you, I mean, unfortunately, it's becoming much, much more prevalent, right? To your point, I think, you know, if we look at it from the adult angle, stuff has become, or people have become, much more educated as consumers as to what to do. But I think we've long sort of not been trained or focused on, you know, really the most exposed, which is, like you said, our children. I think a lot of times we look at their social security numbers and those things, and because they don't have a credit footprint, because they don't have maybe bank accounts in their name or any of those types of things yet that adults will, you know, we typically just sort of ignore that stuff. And unfortunately, now what we're seeing is absolutely that rise and sort of children-based crime from a digital perspective.
Brian, I need you to explain that a little more for us and talk us through the process, starting with, here is this thing that someone could steal from a child. And for a parent, it's easy, right? Although it's hard to imagine. Here is this thing that someone could steal from a child, and here's the damage they could end up doing with it.
Absolutely. So really, I think when we look at what could be stolen, it's absolutely things like social security numbers. So as a child, I mean, obviously, again, you're not going to have, I mean, you may, depending on age, have things like passport numbers and other things. There could be investments in that child's name that uses social security number. But at the end of the day, it's really social security number, because we're talking about identity fraud and not, say, credit card fraud or something like that.
Right. So and that's
really what happens is. Yep.
No, please keep going.
Sorry, go ahead, John. Oh, I was going to say, so really, that's the big difference. And so when we talk about identity, it's really assuming somebody's identity and really using the core tools to be able to, you know, really impersonate them, right, and do damage from a financial perspective. So when you're a child, usually that may come from something like you're listed as a dependent on your parents' insurance, right? And when you go through and create that process, part of signing up for insurance, obviously, here in the United States, requires that social security number, you know, for that child, for that minor. And so, you know, we've seen obviously lots of news in really the last few years where we've seen insurance companies be breached and that type of information kind of get out there, hackers exfiltrating that data and then selling it on the black market. So really the first step that happens is somebody steals a social security number. And then really from that social security number, if they can also put together other things that, quite frankly, are pretty easy to find through Google searches and other things like home address, things like who their parents are, right? If they can go do those things, then all of a sudden they can start to put together enough information to go do things like apply for a credit card or apply for a loan that's fraudulent or those types of things. So that's really how they leverage that data, maybe just even one piece, then find other pieces that are also legitimate because it's out there and we, you know, put it on the internet, put it all together. Next thing you know, they've got a bunch of stuff in your name, in your child's name, and they're making money off it.
Yeah, and that's something that it's really scary from a parent's perspective, because we're not really keeping track of our kids'
right.
credit scores or what happens with their Social Security number. So as a parent, I mean, if you've got a kid who's 5 years old, has a Social Security number, you may not know anything until they're 15 or 16 and try to apply for a job. Is there a way that a parent can have an alert or something along those lines when their child's Social Security number is used for anything, so that we know, hey, something's going on here, we have to stop?
Yep, absolutely. A great question. And I will tell you, I mean, this one is almost a little bit harder than adults. I mean, adults, I think, again, we've become conditioned, or we're learning a lot more than we used to in terms of how you approach some of these things. And at the end of the day, I mean, as adults, we obviously control our bank accounts and our credit card statements and all that stuff. With a child, I think the very first thing, just when we talk about prevention, is, you know, we have to be skeptics, right? When I mean a skeptic, it means that I think inherently we want to trust people as human beings, especially in the Kansas City area, right? There's fantastic people here that know their neighbors and want to pick up the phone when someone calls from a number they don't know. But the reality is, we have to be skeptics. We have to treat it like anybody who wants our information or our children's information. If it's not something you expected, then it's likely not something that's real, or we should be providing that information to. So the very first thing is be a skeptic. When we look at that thing, that even extends down to maybe even things like children's apps, right? So obviously now when we look through certain toys that are out there, or certain apps that are either on Android or iOS or somewhere else, where we have to register our children, whether it's for use and parental control, whether it's, you know, to get notifications around their birthdays and things like that, special discounts sent to us. As soon as we do that, that information goes somewhere, where potentially it could be stolen in a data breach, right? So we have to be, again, very diligent, very skeptical around those things. The second other piece of prevention, I think this is, you know, kind of the big one when it comes to children very specifically, is there are tools out there that you can use to be alerted on those types of, juniors, basically what we call a junior or minor SSN use or social use. So basically, and I won't sort of say any names because, you know, I have no vested interest maybe in kind of touting those products. But when you talk about identity fraud products, really for, call it $100, maybe even less a year, you can establish monitoring really for your children's Social Security numbers and those other key pieces of data. So anytime anything is potentially used against that Social Security number, even just a credit request or a credit check, there's something that can alert you, and then you can take action with the authorities from there.
Brian, can you worst case scenario this for me? Let's say your child's identity has been stolen when that child is 7, okay? And we don't find out about it until that child applies for a credit card for the first time 10 years later, let's say. And over those 10 years, who knows what's happening with that, you know, with that child's credit? They go to apply for a credit card for the first time and then find all this out. How difficult is it to undo all that damage later?
Jamie, that's a great question. I think we're actually starting to learn some of those things now, right? Because like you said, it's almost like the long con, right? So you establish it at 7, then when they turn to 18, for example, that's 11 years of history. And I think because this has become more prevalent now, there are cases where, you know, we're still kind of getting through some of that stuff and seeing it maybe for the first or second or third time. So I can broadly speak around where it would go. And to your point, I mean, it would be extremely damaging, right? Because you're looking at, you're 18 years old, maybe you're going off to college, maybe even you're starting a business. All of that stuff, especially if it's student loans, for example, all of that stuff is going to require you to have some level of credit or establish some level of credit. Obviously, you're going to go use your Social Security number, and those things are going to be used to verify your ability to get a bank loan or a small business loan or something that you're going to do with your future. And so the second that you go do that and all of this bad history is established in your name, you very much become sort of persona non grata. It becomes very difficult to then obviously live a normal life from there. I think this is where we talk about, you know, again, why it's so important from the prevention perspective, because cleanup itself and how after something like this happens, it's really important that it's as close to when the activity started versus years down the road, right? And if we do that, there are lots and lots of tools available to us that actually make it easier to go clean those things up. But it's really about sort of being responsive and being aware and kind of, you know, being as close to when that activity started as possible.
Yeah, so you could
clean up years later. It is doable, but it's not the easiest thing in the world.
Right, yeah, you could easily spend that 10 years or that 11 years fixing what was broken over the previous 11. Nobody wants to go through that. You can find more information about it online, by the way, at optiv.com. It's OPTIV.com, and that's also the organization that gave us today's guest.
Yes, thanks a lot, Brian Wiese, for joining us. I'm having a difficult time even getting my head around the implications of this.
Yeah.
And initially what got our attention was it was, you know, a parent who had stolen the identities of their own children, which is beyond me. So yeah. Thanks a lot, Brian.
The very idea that somebody could do that, most of us can't even fathom. So
yeah, we're late for a break here. 12:18 on KMBZ.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.